You're listening to Midlife State of Mind Podcast, hosted by Erin Beadle, a midlife gal who dishes on all the challenges and opportunities that come with this middle section of your life. Each episode, you'll find yourself going between laughter and tears as she covers all the topics you need to know about midlife.
Welcome back to Midlife State of Mind. I'm your host, Erin Beadle. I'd like to thank you for joining me for another episode today. If you are a new listener to the podcast, welcome to the conversation. I would love to have you hit the follow button so that you can stay in the loop on whenever a new episode drops each week. And if any episode has particularly resonated with you, and if you enjoy the content that I create, I would be very grateful if you would leave me a rating and a written review on whichever podcast platform you are listening to me on. And lastly, if you're interested in additional ways that you can support the podcast, I'd love to have you take a look at the show notes to see some of my favorite things. The products linked are all ones that I use and absolutely love and would recommend to any of my friends, which includes y'all. If you choose to purchase any of the products with my link, the podcast earns a small commission, which just helps to offset some of the expenses of producing it. Let's get into today's episode. I'm still on a high from hosting my first heart-led retreat with my co-facilitator, Mary Locke. We hosted 16 beautiful souls on harmonizing with your inner rhythm and learning to march to the beat of your own drum. If you'd like to check us out, head to Instagram and follow Heart-Led Retreats ATL. But the topic of the retreat actually really works well with the topic that I want to talk about today, which has been something that I have had on my list of topics to cover for the podcast. And it's all about unraveling learned narratives. And I want to share a poem that I just read a few weeks ago that really kind of hit home to me. Every poem here is an unwrite of all that has been written in me without permission, written by Nayira Wahid. And it just really struck a chord with me about how most of how I've been shaped is by the pen of others. Maybe it's been family, society, from religious and cultural influences, even lineage that has been passed down through generations of my family, just the collective energy and narratives that we have learned as individuals, humans on this earth. And oftentimes we are unable to even see these narratives that have been written on us until something pivotal happens. Maybe it could be that we experience a health crisis. We may have a spiritual awakening. For me personally, I think just once I raised my kids and got them out of the house and actually then had time to begin to focus back on myself was when I started seeing a lot of these stories that I have that maybe aren't true or just don't serve me anymore. And so I think that as a time in midlife, we do kind of get to that point where we start to question things that we have been told or learned or heard. And so when we come to that point where we do start to question our learned narratives, it can be very painful. It can be unsettling. It can leave us feeling very unmoored and like we're tossing in the wind. We don't know what to believe anymore. And so we can start to question, then when we question one thing, we end up often questioning everything. And so this is the place where grace comes in for us. We have to give ourselves grace that these stories and narratives that we have held for our lives that have been written into us by others, it's not our fault. Maybe sometimes we're not even to blame for them, but we do have the option to take responsibility for them. We have the autonomy, the courage, and the power within us to change them. And so we have to ask ourselves, what are we willing to let go of? What are we willing to give into? What stories are we willing to question? And what stories do we want to abolish? And what stories do we want to keep? What stories are we willing to rewrite within us before we write those stories into someone else without their permission? That's one of the biggest things for me is learning to see what it is that I don't want to write into someone else. So there's always going to be an unlearning and a learning that we have to do that gives us the freedom that we can gain from doing both of those things. It can be something small that we start to question or start to unravel or unlearn. But remember that when you start that kind of work, that it is less about the story or the narrative that you believe and more about why you believe it. What are the things that make you believe what it is that you're looking at? I think the biggest thing that we can do when we start to do that kind of work is trust our own intuition, our wisdom, and we need to learn to cultivate that inner knowing that is within us. I know this sounds very deep and maybe a bit woo-woo for some of you, but I think as we get to the point in our life where we have the time and the energy to question these stories and narratives, that what we will find is that instead of looking outward for all of the answers, that we start to really turn inwards and see what it is that we truly believe. What we know is right, what we know is the truth for ourselves. Oftentimes, our truth is not going to be someone else's truth because we're all living through the lens of our own experience. And so as you start to look at your truths, you can know that your truth can be different from someone else's. Two truths can be true at the same time. I'd love to hear from you on if you have let go of old stories. What stories have you let go of? Are there stories that you have told yourself about your body or your job or fitting in? Maybe there's things that you've always been told that you're too loud or you're too quiet. All these things that you have bought into that you're now questioning. You can weigh in on the conversation on Instagram and Facebook, Midlife State of Mind Podcast, or you can send me an email at midlifestateofmindpodcast@gmail.com. I'd love to hear your thoughts on unraveling learned narratives, rewriting old stories that don't fit you any longer. Thank you so much for listening today. I'll be back next week with another episode. See you then. Bye.
This has been an E-Squared production.